Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Nearly 3 out of 4 respondents to a recent industry survey believe delegated underwriting authority enterprise segment is on a path of sustained growth. That according to a new AM Best report. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Dawn Walker, Associate Director, Industry Relations for AM Best. Dawn, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Dawn, the report highlights that 70% of insurers surveyed expect DUAE-sourced premiums to grow. What key factors are driving this continued growth, and how do you see this trend evolving in the coming years?
Yes, well, I would say that the overall highlights of the report really tie back into AM Best market segment outlook, where we are maintaining a positive outlook on the global delegated underwriting authority enterprise segment. And what we're seeing is an increase in market share for DUAEs. And they're not only supported by robust premium growth, but we're seeing a continuous flow of new entrants into the segment. And from AM Best's perspective, we think some of those drivers really do include strong and diverse capacity and sources of capital. So we're seeing a lot of strategic partnerships, long-term partnerships develop between carriers and DUAEs, as well as that private equity funding that's coming into the segment. And then we're going to see a lot of growing niche expertise. So as those new entrants are coming into the market, they're bringing in their specialization, and they are targeting emerging risks to bolster the segment. We're also seeing a continued investment in talent and technology as well. And so as we are well aware from the report, we're seeing increased growth in the E&S market, but DUAEs are really doing a really good job in both the admitted and non-admitted lines. So I would say that DUAEs have really found their recipe for success, and I see a trend of positive growth for a few years to come.
Now, the survey found that insurers are prioritizing existing DUAE relationships over forming new ones. What does this signal about the maturity of the DUAE market, and how might it impact competition and innovation?
Yeah, I think that insurers prioritizing their current relationships signals the maturity of and stability of the segment. I think that it speaks to scalability and overall profitability as well. I think that following this framework can have a positive impact on both competition and innovation. For those new entrants that are coming in and they're bringing in their unique perspective on emerging risk, they have an opportunity to take on some of that market share that we talked about in the drivers of growth. I think that the goal is always to have those long-term relationships because, again, it points to the stability and maturity of the segment.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
The report emphasizes the role of DUAEs in delivering micro-specialization and leveraging technology for underwriting. So, Dawn, how are DUAEs balancing specialization with the increasing demand for tech-enabled efficiencies?
Well, I think it's a delicate and expensive balance, and some have a better grip on it than others, but it's a necessary effort that continues to give DUAEs that upper hand in terms of innovation when it comes to making coverages and products and services in their particular niche market. So they have to make a decision on if they're going to buy or build a turnkey solution. And doing this at a rapidly changing pace is not easy to do. But again, it's a necessary effort that's going to continue to allow DUAEs to grow and scale in the segment.
Now, Dawn, the survey found that a majority of insurers believe regulatory oversight of DUAEs is sufficient. So what challenges still exist in regulatory compliance and risk management? And how should insurers and DUAEs address them?
Yeah, we did show a significant number of respondents reply that the current regulatory environment is sufficient. And what I would like to say is that DUAEs are subject to less stringent regulatory guidelines than insurers. So that responsibility is going to fall on insurers to make sure that all of their critical third-party entities that they're in partnerships with fall in line with regulatory guidelines that they must also follow and that they are responsible for. Now, AM Best is monitoring all changes that impact the segment, and we are seeing pockets of regulatory changes around the globe. And it's always just best to just make sure you're aware of the changes that are happening. The most important thing that I would suggest is that alignment of interest. As long as that's there, you're addressing some of the changes that could impact both the insurer and the DUAE alike.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Dawn Walker, Associate Director, Industry Relations for AM Best. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.